back. WNST Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively outside of the city, but with a very iconic sort of brand to Parkville and now Glen Burnie and up here in Cockeysville. Pappas Restaurant, we got it on the wall here, and we got Oriole logos, and that's one of my favorite Oriole murals. We got a Raven one over here I can't see. Justin's here from Pappas Restaurant and Sports Bar. No crab cake yet. It's almost still morning, almost still a.m. here. You know, I'll get your headset up. People start piling in here for crab cakes early in the morning, right?
Yeah, we had a group lined up at the door before 11 o'clock when we opened.
I was here at 11:01, and, you know, full admission for anybody that knows me, they know about my peach cake thing. And they know. So they know I'm in your parking lot a lot during summertime. The great Simon's Bakery. I did not have a proper piece of pumpkin pie during Thanksgiving.
Well, I forgot. We have pumpkin pie here.
No, I'm sponsored by Wise. I'm supposed to have pies. And I just forgot the pie. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be a family-owned bakery right here in this plaza. Been here longer than you've been here, right? We've been here a long time. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go in, maybe get a donut or whatever. And that pumpkin pie, I looked at it and I said, I'm going for that today. So I had a little breakfast, a little coffee.
Good.
But I got room in my belly for a crab cake here.
Hope you have a lot of room. 8 ounces.
Well, listen, I'm going to have Leonard Raskin later. Mike Bordick's going to be joining us from the Orioles, which I think is very appropriate that the Oriole mural is
so
back
cool.
on the wall and the
yes.
Christmas decorations. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I actually have scratch-offs to give away. If you're with us at next week at the Beaumont and Catonsville on Thursday, we're going to be at Costas on the 15th in Dundalk celebrating 30 years. I'll have 30 scratch-offs to give some Raven scratch-offs. So come on out and let yourself play. This thing was brought about neighborhoods, and I know I talked to you a little bit about it and tasting crab cakes. And Leonard Raskin's one of my sponsors, been with me for a long time, and you're his place. And he said, I can't wait for you to get there. So it's generating this sort of a thing. You've had an employee come over and talk to you about tennis and spirituality and sports and politics already before we get going. But you're crab cake. I mean, when you say Pappas in this town, they think of crab cakes. That's what your family's done.
Right. My father-in-law, Mark Pappas, started the restaurant in 1972. So we're coming up.
Parkville? Is that where it started?
Parkville, yes, sir. On Taylor Avenue.
What was even there before that? Like, I was born in 68. I have no recollection of Parkville and Taylor Avenue without Pappas.
Well, a lot of our patronage is elderly, and they remember it for sure. And that's Wargo's. Wargo's Western Steakhouse and Stag Bar back then.
What?
Yeah.
I've never
so
seen
my
this.
Father,
I get a little history lesson.
There's a little history there. Andy Wargo and his wife owned that Wargo's restaurant for, golly, 30 years before my father-in-law even came there. So it had an established restaurant in Parkville.
It was a lounge kind of in the day,
yeah,
right?
A lounge.
What we called it.
Well, they had the Stag Bar for the men, and then they had the lounge for where the women would kind of hang out.
You know, I did a show here a number of years ago, but it was more like sports oriented. It was a one-nighter, one-off thing. And you just built this beautiful room that we're in.
Thank you.
Thirsty for wine every time I come in this room. I don't know why. But when I think of Pappas, and I just want to tell the story because I don't think I've ever told the story in my life. Everybody knows I grew up in Colgate, and my next-door neighbor, her husband had died before I was died in 1971. So she was a widow for all of my childhood, for 15 years. And then she found a man in her life, and they were getting married. And they had their wedding reception on the second floor at Pappas in Parkville. And I probably was 12 or 13, probably 1980, 81, because I don't think I was even it was before puberty. I was a kid. I was a child. And I had never had prime rib in my life until I sat in the second floor, and they gave us choice. You know, you went prime rib or probably it was crab cake that day, right? That probably was a choice you gave a wedding party in 1981.
Absolutely.
And so you guys were a new restaurant then. You were only 10 years old.
Well, actually,
not Wargo's, but
my father-in-law kept the name Wargo's for 8 years. So actually, 1980, 1981,
it was new.
It just started as Pappas.
It was 1,000,000% Pappas, because I mean that's Pappas as a kid, there was Milt Pappas from the Orioles, of course, right?
Right.
Who was involved in the Aparicio shenanigans back in 64 that brought me here to the to the Charm City. But Pappies was a famous in Greektown, was a pizza joint. It was a pizza and beer joint.
Okay.
Pappies Pizza and Beer. So that name meant, but Pappies had gone away by the time Pappas, that I found myself on the second floor at Miss Barb's funeral, or excuse me, not her funeral, her wedding, I should say.
Right.
And I had the first prime rib ever, but I didn't have your crab cake then. I probably didn't have your crab cake until I was on the radio, maybe early 90s. I came into your place.
Right.
See, I think of your place there as a lounge, and I think of this as, like, I was here when this was the Coliseum, right?
Yes.
Back
Mr.
in the
Gephardt's,
day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember being in here with Tony Siragusa and Michael McCrary and television shows and a set and huge ceilings and all of this Olympic stuff in here. But what you guys have done in this space here, and you know, anytime you see these makeover shows as to what a restaurant can be, give me a little thought about this. Because when I came in, I know you wanted the crab and the Christmas tree, and
right.
you've got this fireplace. There aren't a whole lot of places that have this lodgy. This feels like I've walked into Breckenridge or something when I'm here.
Thank you so much. Well, when we came over here, it was Patrick's Restaurant, and they had closed in 2013. When we took it over, we did a whole gut job in the bar side, and it ended right there where that arch is, right near the Baltimore Oriole mural. And
what is that mural made of? Do you even
bottle
know?
Bottle caps. That's a bottle cap.
I'm wearing my reading glasses, and I got up on it, and it's so freaky the way it's 3D.
Yeah,
you had to have that, right?
I had to have it. So we entered this space. The landlord was great. We entered this space. We built this. This woman comes out of the blue. Her name's Laura Matthew, and she says, "I'm a local artist. I live right up here in Warren Road. I've got this bottle cap mural that I would love to show you and to possibly have hung in your sports bar." And I said to her, "Oh, it sounds cool, but
sounds like something for AVAM, right?
Yeah,
visionary
right.
arts, because
exactly.
this is the kind of
but
thing you
I,
see down
I didn't
there.
Know what it was.
All love until to Rebecca, who just retired too, so give Rebecca some love down at the AVAM. But
well, so she brought it over, and I fell in love with it, and I knew I had to have it. And then, so that one she sold us, but this one over here, the Raven's Head, I had commissioned by her.
And that's the kiss face. You can't see it. I'm not going to pull the camera. Come on out to Pappas and Cockeysville and see it for yourself and enjoy more than the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. But so, you know, this space and this beautiful wine, it's like a cellar, but you know, the light blonde wood that you have in here.
Yeah.
This is... I remember when I walked in here, I'm like, "Oh, Pappas is all grown up here, you know, serving a grown up crab cake."
Yeah.
But this is different than Parkville.
Right.
It just is.
It was a chance for us to really explore and do some new things and exciting
things. How many
years?
6-7 years ago? This
almost eight. We're
okay.
seven and a half years.
Felt like it was about that long.
Mm-hmm.
We're at Pappas. So Justice here, we're gonna have the famous Pappas crab cake. Tell me about the shutdown and COVID. Because I look, the crab cake tour here and you know, the lottery sponsors, we come out. I know you sell lottery tickets at your other location.
Just
getting out and talking to local business owners about curbside quality, staying alive, shipping, all of these things that so many businesses have had to really adjust over the last 2 years.
Right.
But when you're known for crab cake, I would think that as long as you had crab, and that was an issue to some degree, pricing and all of that this summer, that it was something where I would come out here and the people that love you and want to support you, they curbsided. They kept. You're still here.
They
right?
did, and they support. We have the best patronage in the world. We're so thankful. But they definitely kept us going through this pandemic. My management team stayed with me through the whole time. Of course, we had to let go of our servers, not let go, furlough, I guess.
Sure.
The servers, bartenders, front of the house people, and we rotated the kitchen staff just so they could get some hours. And but it was really a group effort, and we had to rethink the way we do carry out. We had never
front
done.
Front of house. I mean, everything in dining rooms. I would go into these places, and the chairs are all up. Right.
Yeah.
It's dark in the back, and there's a front place with a bag and a mask. Right. I mean,
it was scary
to survive it all. Well, for all of us to talk about it again and say, "Here we are. We're having a crab cake. We're okay. We're in it." But everyone went through that. We all went through it universally.
Yeah, I give thanks every day that we're able to be open, that we have a dine-in crowd again. People are so happy. They're making up for lost time. You know, it's like it's so wonderful. But yeah, that wonderful community of ours really supported us with the carry out.
Well, I tell you what, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
At Pappas. We're going to be here all afternoon. If you're out listening, if you're out on our pod world, we're going to be at the Beaumont next week celebrating a brand new place in Catonsville in the 21228. And my 30th anniversary coming up, too. I know we're going to be at Nacho Mama's soon. I'm working on Roost Chris for the beginning of the year as well as we get into 2022 and extending this out. Holidays for you and shipping. And listen, I'm going to come back and get the crab cake in a little while. I had a little pumpkin pie before the show. I explained it. But I'm going to get the crab cake. For your crab cakes and shipping and when this became, when you jumped the shark from being a little neighborhood restaurant in Parkville to being something where you could sustain this, build this, because you're a new brand in this part of the world, right? Up in the North County, as we'd say, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say the shipping took off after Oprah. Put our crab cake
what
in her
year
favorite
was that?
Things. 2015.
So Oprah made you her crab cake in 15.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden the shipping department took off.
Did you have to join the book club?
Yeah.
I would have joined. That's I'm a book reader.
I already read Oprah's book.
There you go. has she been in here or has she been in
she
one of your
has,
places?
Okay. Yes. I don't know if you remember, she did The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lack.
I do remember
not
that.
Not too long ago. She brought the whole cast and crew. We served them. She's come in with Stedman. At that time, she had her school in Africa, and she brought some of the students in with her, and they had dinner here.
Beautiful.
So, oh my gosh, she's the most graceful woman I've ever met. I mean,
Listen, you go back with Oprah with me. I remember being like a 9-year-old boy, and Channel, you can Google this. And you're not from here. I should say that.
You're
sort of married into this thing around
absolutely.
Here and the crab cakes and all that. originally from upstate New York. There was a commercial in the mid-70s when she came to town. And her name was so weird, right? Oprah. Nobody had ever heard of an Oprah, right? So they asked, what's an Oprah?
Right.
So they had little kids and adults saying, what's an Oprah? So they did a man on the street, you know, what's an Oprah? So that was like her, the first time I heard her name. Now, obviously, 45 years later.
Oh, my God.
I mean, but she's not just a Chicago icon, American icon, but keeping her Baltimore roots. I mean, you're not the only crab cake she's ever. She's been eating crab cakes here for 30 years, like, and trying to take care of local people, right? And,
absolutely.
And that's cool that she keeps her roots, I think.
And she's super loyal. I mean, We ship her crab cakes even now out to California where she lives.
That's nice.
Yeah. So
we didn't get invited.
You
don't get invited to any of the parties out there, though.
No.
Not yet. Crab cakes are really good, but you know, not Pappas Crab Cakes and restaurant. We're out here in Cockeysville.
Right.
Your name and the other locations and all of that and the family. Give me a little story about the family because you came into this. When's the first time you had a Pappas crab cake? Huh?
I guess that was 2001.
Okay.
That's when I met Tina.
You had crab cakes before? Or
no? No, because in New York, there weren't no crab cakes.
My wife's in New Hampshire. She had never had a crab cake in her life.
She
thought she didn't like them the first 15 years of our marriage.
It's a taste that I think is a little bit of an acquired taste. I mean, for a Baltimorean growing up around them, it's just sort of, I guess, second nature for you all. But coming down.
It really is. I thought everybody
had crabs. 25, right. And it was like a new flavor to me. And just like oysters in the half shell,
sure.
too, you know. But it didn't take me long to really appreciate a crab cake. And then to realize that my father-in-law's restaurant was built up around this crab cake. I mean, just seeing the crab cakes going out of the kitchen at that time was probably 75% of our orders that were going out.
Nobody got the prime rib? The prime rib was good.
Prime
rib
was great,
back when I was 12.
The crab cakes were just... And then I realized we have something special here.
Right.
And I was a Baltimore County school teacher at that time. And that's where I met Tina. She was the guidance counselor. Social studies.
Oh, you know. Now, Moeller's going to be upset that he's not here. Now, you know former Baltimore.
I know Mr. Moeller,
well,
yes. He was my area superintendent.
You call him Mr. Moeller, too?
Yes, of course.
So Don, you should have been here today. Don was my high school guidance counselor. I met Don on the first day of 1982 of high school. And they did not put me in the journalism class. It's funny that your friend Michael came over and calls me a journalist, okay? So they did not put me in the journalism class. And my parents drove me, little 13-year-old, portly, you know, Ovaltine version of me, over from up Hollabird Avenue and Delville Avenue. And I went in, Mr. Moeller, I'm going to be a journalist. I'm going to be like Richie Cunningham on Happy Days. I'm going to be like Oscar Madison. And so he put me into the journalism class. And
wow.
From that day forward, we've been friends. Right. I don't know what else to say. I mean, he's never not been in my life from the time he was a principal at Catonsville and Sparrows Point. This entire thing, the whole Baltimore Positive mojo, like it's on this side or this side? This side over underneath the U. That's where the Baltimore Positive. It was born out of a social studies course. I said to Don, I want to do social studies on the radio. I want to talk about issues and important things. I said, this is one big social studies experiment. You're a social studies teacher.
Yeah,
for that's 6 years. I like this guy. Oh. I knew I liked this guy.
Thank you.
Man, we're going to do Conjunction Junction, Schoolhouse Rock. We're going to do it all. How a bill is passed, you know.
Yeah.
All of these basic. So I loved current events and all that stuff. But Don's involvement in what we're doing at Baltimore Positive, it's a little bit about, I think, your little lounge, I would say, over in Parkville, and how all of those little lounges, whether it was your little lounge or Della Rose's little lounge, which is around the corner, all of the Kent Lounge in Towson, all had a famous crab cake. So I'm from Dundalk, and the thing about the crab cake thing was that growing up there, and I've said this a million times, grew up poor in Dundalk. We didn't have Jumbo Lump. We didn't have $55. We had Special Claw, whatever was at the Pantry Pride. I mean, God bless our friends at Wise. There were no Wise then for me. And my mom would take a typical French's mustard, mayonnaise, Worcestershire, seafood, Old Bay, J.O., whatever you put in there, mix it all up, celery seed. And then she fried that sucker flat. Right, and you would never know, and then she would give you a saltines, and if you like mustard, I'm not a mustard guy. She'd give you mustard. Maybe in my neck of the woods, it was always cocktail sauce, right? So cocktail sauce and mustard, and that was a crab cake.
Yeah,
it wasn't this big fluffy. You know that I probably didn't have a crab cake like that till I had yours when I was 25 or whatever, right? But every neighborhood place had a recipe and had something that was under theirs. So I talk about the ingredients in yours and what makes yours. I think of your crab cake as being a little wet, and I haven't had one of yours in, I was here with Jay Pivick 4 years ago, maybe before the plague, 3 years ago, before the plague. And I've had 100 of your crab cakes, a little wet, wetter than most, broiled, not fried.
Broiled, yes.
You will not fry it if I ask you to?
Oh, no,
you?
No, we will, but it's
sometimes
just not
a filler
typical.
Will fall apart, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we don't recommend frying it at our restaurant, but,
right.
Some folks are adamant to get theirs fried, and we'll be happy
fried.
To do them.
Right? I love them every way.
So.
You know what I've started to see, and I haven't had yours here today, but in Ocean City, and I think there's an Eastern Shore style of crab cake, and I think there's quite frankly a Greek style of crab cake, and I think there's an East Baltimore style, which is a little more salty and is dependent upon jumbo lump crab meat.
Right.
You know, it's a different kind of flavor profile. And then there's the French fries and coleslaw that come with it, or if you're at dinner and you get the big, beautiful, you know, jumbo lump that may come with asparagus or fluffy mashed potatoes or whatever. But it's such a versatile thing. But every place I go, every place I've ever been, it's different.
Well, and I think I have to give kudos to my brother-in-law, Steve Pappas. He came over to the restaurant in 1980 after graduated college. And he saw, too, that the crab cakes were a big seller at his father's restaurant. And he was one of the first, I think, restaurateurs in the area to feature Colossal Lump in the crab cake. Colossal Lump blue crab in his crab cakes. And I think that wow factor, when you put your fork into a Pappas crab cake.
And you come out with all.
And you come out with that
jumbo lump,
lump, yeah. And it just tastes so good.
Oh,
and
I know.
And a pleasing recipe. I think that's what really started to get us notice and notoriety and build our customer base.
Well, listen, I would make you bring me one right now so I could show it, but I'm going to do that a little.
I'm just not
hungry yet. You've had a million of them, and I want let people know. Everybody knows about Pappas' crab cakes. There's no secret what we're doing here. We're also giving away some scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. We're under the Christmas tree. You got eggnog on the menu yet?
Yeah, we do, of course.
Today's my day. It's Friday. We're out here. We're celebrating. Thanks for hosting us, showing us such a beautiful place. Mike Bordick's going to be here in a little while.
Wow.
Leonard Raskin's going to be here. John Kelly's going to be here talk about the bike race. My pal Jim Reese from Off of Kerman's going to be stopping by, and there's a rumor that I'm going to be eating your crab cake. And you're not going to tell me the recipe, right? I'm not going to ask it.
I'd have to take you in the back.
We'll mix it all up. That was part of the deal for me, too, is like, people are like, are you going to get the secret recipe at Fadley's or the secret recipe at Pappas or whatever? And I'm like, no, just go get them yourself. You can ship them from anywhere. For our sponsors, from Pappas, they're a click away. I always tell people, get them from five different places and bring them all together and have a little fun with them, because yours really are unto you. I think if I taste your crab cake, because I've known it enough, I could place it. I think yours is unique. You agree with that?
I think it definitely has a nice flavor. But there are a lot of great restaurants in Baltimore area that serve crab cakes.
I've been to all of them.
I know it. And you mentioned a few of them, and they're like personal friends of mine too. So, you know, a lot of people might think that we're all cutthroat in this industry, but I would say just the opposite. We're like a community of...
What I'm trying to do for people, and this is like literally from the heart, this thing started with me and my cousin and a crab issue that I talked about with, I think I talked about that with Patrick Sutton a couple weeks ago down at the Chop Tank when I was down there with the Atlas folks. To me, they're different. It's creating this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But for me to talk about the Chop Tank crab cake when you eat the Pappas one all the time, try it. Or if you've been eating the Fadley's, come try the Pappas one if you've never had it. Like, to me, you're going to have a different experience. Everybody gets stuck on their favorite place or their favorite thing, and I say, come on out. For you, what else do you sell a lot of here? Because when I think of crab cake places, that's unfortunate. People just come and get the crab cake, and they don't know.
They don't even look at the menu.
They don't even know what else you have. That's why I say, give me the menu. I don't even know what's in the menu at this point. But you do sell other things here.
Everything is... top notch. My executive chef, our three executive chefs at the three restaurants are just amazing. I would say our steaks, we serve USDA prime steaks. They're absolutely amazing. The sea bass is probably the Chilean sea bass.
Really?
Is probably the biggest seller on our specials menu. We serve all sorts of fish, entrees, salmon, rockfish, orange roughy. And then if you're in the mood for a pasta dish, I've had people tell me that our pasta dishes, everything's made from scratch, rivals the good restaurants in Little Italy.
Now I know.
I've
dedicated a half an hour with this man discussing one item on a menu with 120 items.
Yeah.
Crab cake territory. We're at Pappas. We're going to be here in Cockeysville. We hope everyone drops by during the holidays. Ordering crab cakes online, give me the cliff notes on how that works.
Okay. It's really easy.
I've never ordered a crab cake online. I'm going to admit that to you.
Oh.
Because I live here. I just go get them fresh.
Right.
So I know that all of you have a shipping, and I've been backstage at a lot of places now to know how significant this is.
Oh,
and not just for local people to gift it. If you love the Pappas crab cake, you gift it, you click and send it to your friends in Oprah in LA, if you wish, right?
I mean, how many times have we heard, what am I going to get my family member or my friend who doesn't live in Baltimore anymore, or they're, you know, out on the West Coast or something, what can I get them to make their Christmas extra special or the holiday season extra special? Or all year long, we use our shipping. You can go to pappascrabcakes.com.
All right, so you click. What do you get? You get a box. Is it on ice? I've always wondered how these things get shipped.
There's a special thermal lined box, and then there's a foam box that that includes these gel packs that act like dry ice. So it's like a refrigerator.
It will safely get to Wisconsin if we ship it.
Oh yeah, as long as it's there and it's sealed, 3 days. It's good to go. Like it's in your refrigerator.
It really is amazing how many, you know, I've been in so many restaurants the last, how many of you ship them, how many favorites there are,
right.
and that it does ship.
Absolutely.
You know, I guess this, the kid in me still wonders, like, you know, how do we do? And I watched Amazon today with logistics, right?
Yeah.
For the holidays and
it's
how things
incredible.
Are, and how quickly and freshly crab can be shipped,
right?
And,
so
you can get the real thing. It's not frozen.
We make it right in our kitchen.
So many people I know, and you're not a localer, so like if you go back to upstate New York and you're in your frozen food section and you get the crab cake or the deviled
Maryland crab.
Well, we kid around too. We're like, yeah, I'll have the crab cake when I'm in Detroit. Sure, with the Maryland style crab cake. Of course I will. I mean, you know that's a mistake, but I do find it interesting as a Baltimorean. I say I've never received a shipping package because I live here, that I can't imagine that if I moved to Kansas City and somebody in my family liked me and clicked the button for $150, they could just ship a bunch of them to me. And
they can, if they do it early enough, same day, or it has to be at the minimum overnight. So it's really cool. You make that decision to send Nestor out in Kansas City a crab cake or crab cakes.
When you say I want them to deliver it December 21st, you do that right now.
You can do that there.
You do that right now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's even better.
You can pick your shipping date. And they just prepare it the day before or the day of and send it out.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm still learning about crab cakes. Might learn about a beer and some eggnog here before the afternoons as well. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I'm giving away some scratch-off tickets. If you're a part of the show, I haven't had these the last couple of weeks, but if you're out at the Beaumont next week on the 9th, if you're at Costas with us on the 15th, I'm trying to put something together through the holiday week. Here's the problem with the football team, right? So I envision that the Maryland Crab Cake Tour would be a Friday property. The problem is I can't plan these Fridays in late January because you never know whether we're going to be in Kansas City or here. Or God forbid, Foxborough, you know, some godforsaken place. So I'm going to be doing some Thursday events in January as we get this thing going. But 550 Cranbrook Road, we're out in Cockeysville, right around the corner from my radio station up here in Towson in North County as well. Mike Bord is going to be joining us today. Going to be joined by, as well as Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global, my dear friend Jim Rees. My dear friend, look, Mike Bordick.
Hey,
it's,
Mr.
It's
Bordick.
It's like Bordick just came out of the bottle top Oreo logo
awesome.
Over here. We'll step out. We'll take a break. Thanks for coming
Nestor,
by.
Nestor, thank you very much for coming here. Thank you to your listeners. We really appreciate you being here today.
Bordick's late. He missed the crab cake. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We haven't had the
haven't
crab
had
cake yet. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Back for more from Cockeysville at Pappas right after this.